This is the boys' AA Eastern Championship on WNSS and PennLive.com.
La Costa Villa Restaurant and Catering has Italian dishes like pasta, lasagna, and manicotti, and they have homemade bread and pastries baked fresh every day. La Costa Villa is open for lunch Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m., and they cater 7 days a week. They can also handle your next rehearsal dinner, business meeting, small banquet, or first communion party. La Costa Villa congratulates the boys and girls of Trinity on a great season. That's La Costa Villa Restaurant and Catering, 5205 Simpson Ferry Road, Mechanicsburg. The number is 697-5855. CET Engineering Services is an environmental consulting engineer firm located in Harrisburg. CET Engineering Services is proud to support high school athletics and academics in central Pennsylvania. CET Engineering Services congratulates the Trinity athletes on a great season and continued success. That's CET Engineering Services of Harrisburg.
Alongside of Bishop Hanna head coach John Bucci. And first of all, coach, congratulations on getting to this point, but it appears that your team seems to be a fixture in these championship games, at least to the Eastern style. Last year, not as far as the team wanted to go, and it seems like the team really has focused on getting back to this point and getting the rematch with Trinity.
Kids have worked very hard to get where we are right now, and they deserve a lot of the credit. The coaching, as a coach, you can only point them in the right direction. They have to accept leadership and work on their own, and they've done that.
You've run the District 3 gauntlet so far here in the state playoffs. Peckway Valley, DeLone Catholic, a very tough game in the last round with Reading Central Catholic. Talk about your road to this point.
Well, we knowing the lack of respect that District 2 gets from the state tournament, having to go through District 3 to get to the finals, and again, having to play the District 3 champion, you need to come into the state tournament prepared. There are no breaks. Obviously, from top to bottom, District 3 is the best district in the state of Pennsylvania, but just the lack of respect that District 2 receives, you know, it's nice for us to come through the second year in a row to go through the District 3. The guys didn't win the District 3 tournament.
You've got a great player, obviously, in Jerry McNamara, but there's some other guys on this team who obviously get overshadowed. Talk about what some of these role players have done and added to this team. Some real veterans now.
I just want to tell you, you're probably the first knowledgeable basketball person I've talked to who realizes that we do have other kids on our team that can play. Martin Healy, our other co-captain, is an outstanding player. Good shooter, good defensive player. Then you have Chris Flynn, who starts, another solid player. Sean Kerrigan and Danny Liuzzo, our only junior, the junior that plays. And our guys coming up our bench are outstanding. They're hard workers. They get after it. And that's why we're successful.
You've worked at building a nice, strong program here at Bishop Hannon. You've got the community behind you, and it must be really encouraging to see how quickly the tickets sold out of your allotment, the 1,500.
Well, we started with 1,000. They went in 5 hours. We got 500 more come to us, and they were gone in an hour and 15 minutes. So it is exciting. And you know what? It really helps our kids. Our kids realize that our school community and the city of Scranton and the community of Scranton is behind them. You know, because our school's not that big. So we got a lot of outside support, and that really makes us feel good.
Obviously, I would be remiss if not to ask you about Jerry McNamara. Coaching him over these 4 years, what have you been able to add to him? Or is this a guy who just came in with all sorts of talent? You just sort of have to point him in the right direction.
Well, we were able to work with Jerry on certain things as far as concentrating, you know, working on the little things that will make him a better player. You know, to be honest, you don't teach a guy like Jerry McNamara a lot. He is a natural talent, and, you know, that's a wonderful thing, you know. And I feel very fortunate to have coached him, and, you know, and I just think it's been a great experience for me.
Last question for you, Coach. This is a game that a lot of people have been waiting for all year long, and with the anticipation so high, do you worry about your team being too pumped up for this game, and what's it going to take for your team to win this one?
Well, our kids are lunch pail kids. They bring their lunch pail, they go to work, they know what it's all about, so I'm not too worried about that. What it's going to take for us to win, number one, is not turn the basketball over. Trinity has outstanding defense, their pressure, they like to go for steals, we have to be conscious of that. We have to get back on defense and not allow them to have any runs. They make their biggest things on runs. They'll go on a 12-0 run, 15-2 run, and all of a sudden, the game's over. And we have to guard against that.
Good luck tonight, Coach.
Thank you very much, and we appreciate all the coverage that you guys do give to high school sports. It is outstanding, and it really helps the kids along the way. Thank you.
That was Bishop Hanna head basketball coach John Bucci. We'll be back with more after this here on the pregame show here on PennLive.com and WMSS.
Trinity graduates, call the development office if you do not receive the Trinity Triangle, the school's alumni magazine. You can give us your current address, and you will be mailed information on Trinity events, projects, alumni, and reunions. You can call the development office at 761-2228. The Trinity Parents Association is holding a Monte Carlo night Saturday, April 6th. You can join them for dinner, silent auction, and games. For ticket information, the number is 761-1116.
MC Walker Realty has been serving the West Shore area for over 20 years. Ready to buy or sell a home? Let MC Walker Realty help. They're a member of the Central Penn Multi-List. They also do property management, appraisals, and handle investment properties. That's MC Walker Realty, 14 North Walnut Street in Mechanicsburg, 697-9487. That's 697-9487. MC Walker Realty is a proud supporter of Trinity High School Athletics.
Back on the pregame show alongside of Trinity head basketball coach Larry Kostolak, Jr. And first of all, Coach, this is the game that a lot of people have been waiting for. I'm sure your team, when looking at the brackets, this had to be on their minds at some point that Bishop Hannon would be one of the people who would oppose you on your way to trying to defend the state title.
Yeah, actually, Brian, that's exactly correct. You know, our kids are literate. They read the paper, and they see the brackets. And, you know, they wanted to get to the point where we could get back to Hershey. In order to do that, we had to win four basketball games. And it happens that tonight's our fourth one, and we play Bishop Hannon.
It's been the, at least seemingly, an even easy road to this game. The point spreads have been very large. The team's defense, is your team, even though they're riding a 43-game winning streak, is this team peaking yet again?
Well, I believe so. It's the similarities to last year are very, very, very similar. You know, last year we were in a situation where we were able to win a couple games in the state tournament big and, you know, cruise through the district. And this year we seem to be doing the same thing. And then last year at Eastern, finally met Hannon, and we're fortunate enough to walk away with a 7-point win in a great basketball game, and that was our ticket to Hershey. And and it's a very similar situation this year. And our kids are primed, they're ready to go. They've had two great days of practice, and we're anxious to get started.
Everyone's talking about the marquee matchup between Morris and McNamara, but let's face it, last year the thing that really won that game was not just the defense and the turnovers that your team forced, but also you got some big-time performances inside from Roar and Wyatt.
Yeah, it's going to be a key again this year. You know, last year we saw a couple things that we thought we could exploit on our offensive end of the court, and our kids came through and got the job done. Our perimeter players got the ball to people in scoring position, and they finished. This year we see some similarities as well, and I'm counting on seeing Zach and Mark have a big night. Actually, I'm counting on everyone having a big night. You know, if you're a player and you're an athlete and you're a competitor, you thrive in this type of situation. I happen to think I got a bunch of guys that thrive in this type of situation.
All right, we are getting set for tip-off. Head coach Larry Kostolak with Brian Kaiser there, and Larry seems excited, optimistic. We're set for a battle. It's Trinity and Bishop Hannon. And the tap controlled by the Shamrocks. And that's going to be Walker. He'll take it left of the lane. Shot no good. Rebound recovered on the inside by Kerrigan. He'll give it off to the far side. Here comes Flynn with the basketball. On to the front court. He'll hand it off to McNamara. Dribbling to the left side. And the jumper from the corner is up. No good by Luizzo and recovered by Trinity. And back the other way come the Shamrocks. Just underway, John Wilsbach and Brian Kaiser. Morris, left corner to Wyatt, back out to Morris on the left wing. Morris trying to drive right side, off the glass and in.
Took it right to the hole over top of Chris Flynn, who draws the initial matchup against John Morris. Defensively, Morris, though, man-to-man against McNamara.
Back the other way, McNamara down the lane, puts it up and then in with a flying five-footer.
This is probably going to be a little bit of anything you can do, I can do better. Morris scores on one end. McNamara comes right back down and not to the two.
Brewer with the basketball. Left baseline to Morris. Morris dribbling alongside the paint. Turnaround fade. Got it.
He just posted up real well, and that's something that Morris is very underrated on. He's a good post-up player on the inside, able to post up the smaller Flynn and able to use that turnaround jumper, the soft touch, for his fourth point of the game.
4-2 Trinity. Hannon with the basketball. Kerrigan playing it into the corner to Flynn. Flynn pump fake, dribbles to the lane, stops again, plays it back into the corner, but we're going to get a travel as Flynn tried putting on the brakes and took a skid.
Let's take a look at the starting lineups for the Trinity Shamrocks. John Morris, a 6'3 senior. Mike Walker, a 6'4 sophomore. Louis DiCarlo, a 5'10 senior. Zach Wyatt, a 6'6 senior. Mark Rohr, a 6'3 senior. We'll look at Bishop Hannon. Next stoppage.
Left wing is Rohr for Trinity. He'll dribble along the left baseline inside. That had knocked up in the air. McNamara comes up with it. Here come the Golden Lancers. Left of the lane, laying it up. No good. The follow-up miss by Flynn, and the Shamrocks come over the ball.
Yeah, they're letting them play. A little bit of contact on the defensive end, but nothing called. These are District 11 officials. They're used to some contact.
Inside Wyatt. Reverse layup. No good, but he is fouled by Sean Kerrigan.
Now he's going to be an important part in today's game. The 6'7 senior is the starter at center for Bishop Hannon. Any foul trouble, though, they become extremely small on the interior. The other starters for Bishop Hannon, Martin Healy, a 6'1 senior, Chris Flynn, a 6'1 senior, Dan Luizzo, a 6'4 junior, and, of course, Jerry McNamara, the Syracuse-bound 6'3 senior.
4-2 in favor of Trinity. First shot at the line is good for Zach Wyatt.
Keys to this game, John, I believe. These two teams love to play the pressure defense, man-to-man, all ends of the floor. You're not going to see much zone, if any zone, from either one of these teams. They just love to pressure the ball. Turnovers, just like last year, going to be a huge key. Also, the battle in the middle is going to be huge. Can Kerrigan stay out of foul trouble, stay in the game, and can Trinity dominate like they did last year on the interior?
Healy brings it down onto the front court. 5-2 Trinity, ball played out front, McNamara. They'll work against DiCarlo. McNamara out front, man-to-man defense by the Shamrocks. McNamara dribbling. He'll take the three-pointer. Got it.
Yeah, he completely faked DiCarlo out of his shoes that time. In fact, DiCarlo fell down trying to keep up with McNamara. The little jab step back.
Morris the other way. He'll answer with a three-pointer from the top of the key.
Anything you can do, I can do better. And here comes McNamara once again.
He'll drive the lane. He'll put it up. No good, but he is fouled, penetrating to the bucket.
Zach Wyatt going to pick up the personal. Another guy in this game who cannot afford to fall into foul trouble is Zach Wyatt. Too important on the inside, although Trinity has been getting some huge contributions, something that they have that may be the X factor in this game. Chris Crane coming off the bench has put in some big minutes, some good size off the bench for Trinity, something that the Golden Lancers do not have.
Shy, the line is good for McNamara. He will get a second attempt. McNamara with his team 6 points. It's 8-6 Trinity. Second shot at the line for Jerry McNamara. It is up and it is good. 8-7 Trinity.
Well, McNamara, tremendous talent going to Syracuse, playing for Jimmy Boeheim next year. He's got some good role players on this team, though, and a bunch of guys who were with this team last year. All these starters are seniors, save one. They know what it's like.
Morris, left side, shot off the side of the rim, rebound by Wyatt. He'll hold it in the corner, give it out to Rohr on the left wing. Rohr dribbles it back out front, looking to set things up. He'll play it on the Morris left wing, try spinning to the corner, but he was pushed, and that foul will go against Foley.
Patrick Foley into the game. And one thing that they did, Bishop Hannon did, in their last matchup against Reading Central Catholic, against their star player Dorian Sims, they switched a lot of people on him, kept fresh bodies on him all game. They expect a lot of defensive switches on Morris, and now McNamara takes the assignment on Morris.
Rohr takes it to the inside, plays it off to Wyatt. He goes to the bucket, partially snuffed by Kerrigan on the glass. Kerrigan on the floor, scrambles, knocked out of bounds off of Wyatt. It'll be Hannon basketball.
And the fans love this. This is a packed Mark Hall. In fact, this is as packed as I've ever seen this place. Packed to the absolute gills. Now, a lot more people wanted to come up. They were turned away at the door.
McNamara brings it down, takes the NBA three, bullseye.
Boy, these guys are just pulling the trigger from all over the place.
10-8, Hannon in front. Here comes Morris, running the right side, running five-footer, got it.
As advertised, we've got 20 points in the game, 19 of them scored by Morris, and McNamara were tied at 10.
Ball played down low for Kerrigan, goes off his shin. Oh, now they're saying, whose ball? Ref says Trinity, then Hannon. He's going to give it back to Hannon. So Hannon inbound underneath the bucket, 4:16 to play, first quarter. We're tied at 10. Inbounds pass. Looking to get it in his Healy. Plays it into the corner, but we're going to get a foul against Mark Rohr, tying up McNamara.
Yeah, he got caught on the switch because Morris was trying to chase McNamara around a double screen, and Rohr switched off to pick up McNamara, but just not the quickness to stay with him over in the corner, and picks up the foul, the second team foul against Trinity.
Inbounds pass again. This time it comes in out front. Luiso playing it over onto the left wing for Healy. He'll drive down the lane. He'll put it off the glass and in.
Finally, somebody for the Golden Lancers steps up. It just took it right to the rack for the layup.
12-10. Trinity with the basketball. Morris driving to the left side. Stops, pops, no good. Fight for the rebound. Rohr comes up with it, and he's fouled on the inside and loses the ball, but no foul is whistled, and here comes Hannon.
They're letting him play. A lot of contact from Morris, a lot of contact on Rohr.
Healy from the left corner, shot no good, and Walker on the rebound is fouled.
That one's going to be against Luiso on the inside, and a lot less contact than we saw on the Trinity end when there were no fouls called. Your officiating crew for tonight's game, Rod Strobel, Jeff Smith, and Greg Duro, out of District 11. And that's important because in District 11, they do see some of the up-tempo teams, some very physical play. So you can expect seeing a lot of physical play in District 11. These guys are probably going to let these two teams decide on the floor. They're going to let these teams play and be very physical.
3:35 to play in the first. Morris with the basketball for Trinity, taking it to the left side, loses it, then gets it back. Out to Y left wing. Rohr posting up alongside the paint. Turnaround shot, no good. Rebound by Luiso. He'll give it off to McNamara. Back the other way come the Golden Lancers onto the front court. He'll take another NBA three. Bullseye.
Yeah,
Jerry McNamara.
Yeah, he's spotting up from about 22 feet, and Kostolak needs to call a timeout to let his team know that anytime McNamara crosses the midcourt stripe, it's time to get on him and cover him.
Well, step out. 3:14 to play, first quarter. Bishop Hannon 15, Trinity 10. Boys AA Eastern Championship on WMSS and PennLive.com.
CET Engineering Services is an environmental consulting engineer firm located in Harrisburg. CET Engineering Services is proud to support high school athletics and academics in central Pennsylvania. CET Engineering Services congratulates the Trinity athletes on a great season and continued success. That's CET Engineering Services of Harrisburg.
Brian Kaiser back with you, and Mark Saul and Trinity with the inbound. Rohr steps out of bounds, and Hannon gets the basketball.
Nice pressure from Chris Lewis, a substitute in the game, a 5'10 senior. The Golden Lancers team, very senior-laden. Out of the nine guys in the rotation for them, only two underclassmen, both of them are juniors.
McNamara onto the right side for Healy. Out front. He'll work against Lutz. Turn around McNamara at the top of the key. He's got it for two.
You think he's feeling it at all? Jerry McNamara is red hot early on in this game. Was just horrendous last year. 6 of 20 shooting against the Shamrocks. He's come out blazing.
17-10, Hannon out front. Morris, and we will get the pushing foul against Hannon as Morris was trying to get free.
Yeah, Chris Flynn on a little hand check as Morris did the crossover dribble, trying to take it to the foul line. Non-shooting foul, though, and it's going to be the fourth team foul against the Golden Lancers. That's an advantage for Trinity, an outstanding foul-shooting team.
Wyatt on the right wing, giving off to Morris. He fakes, now puts up the fourth shot. No good. Rebound inside Wyatt. He'll put it off the glass. No good again. Fight for the rebound. Who's got it? It's going to be Lutz out front. Morris, top of the key to Walker. He tries to spin. Foul line. Got it.
There's a sophomore who didn't really play a whole lot in this game last year, but stepping up, a cool jumper in the lane.
17-12 on the right wing. Jumper no good for Lewis. Rebound by the Shamrocks. Here comes Morse. Across the timeline, taking it to the left. Stops. Plays it onto the right side. Lutz, 15-footer off the front of the rim. No good. A rebound is by Healy. Onto the front court. Right side. Flynn to the bucket. Lays it up and in.
Morris knew that that was trouble because they had a good 3-on-2 break, and Morris behind the play tried to dive at that ball just to deflect it and slow down the timing of the play. But a good job by Flynn, able to get that pass after it was deflected just a little bit and get the deuce.
Rohrer tries to penetrate on the inside. We'll get a holding foul against Tannen. 1:35 to play in the first quarter, 19-12 in favor of Bishop Hannon.
Dan Luiso picks up the personal foul, his second. And that's a big foul against the Golden Lancers because Luiso, along with Kerrigan on the inside, the only real size this team has, because you can't really count McNamara. He's 6'3", but he plays definitely as a guard. So beyond that, their next biggest player are the guards they have behind McNamara, those being Flynn and Healy at 6'1". So this team, after Luiso, becomes very small.
Wyatt checks out. He seems to be struggling early on here. Crane will check in. Chris Crane, the 6'4". Sophomore.
Now remember, Wyatt took a shot in the eye during the last game and never really recovered in the flow of that game, but Crane played huge in that one, 12 points and 9 boards off the bench.
Rohrer makes one of two. It's 19-13 in favor of Hannon. McNamara looks to bring it down, and he will go one-on-one with Morris. McNamara crosses the timeline, looking left against that man-to-man defense, over to Flynn. Into the left corner for Lewis. Lewis holding on the wing. Back out front, McNamara. Another deep three. Bullseye. Terry McNamara downtown again.
He took that from about 25, and Morris just let him go for a little bit, not expecting him to pull the trigger.
Morris answers back the other way, and it's no good. And inside, fighting for the ball is Crane. Loses it. Ball knocks around. It's going to be a foul. Reaching in against Chris Crane.
And McNamara was the one who got the strip on the inside on Crane. And this is just showing you exactly why the Orangemen are so thrilled to have him coming up north next year. Jerry McNamara has been the real deal in this game. There have been some questions about McNamara. He's had some tough performances against some of the bigger players that he has gone up against recently. Dorian Sims of Reading Central. Had a tough go last year against Morris, but he is really stepping forward in this one.
Moskwa playing it over left wing. Shot by McNamara is no good. Obviously didn't take it deep enough this time. Here comes Walker. Backdoor Crane kisses it off the glass and in.
Oh, that's great vision from Mike Walker. Cross-court pass from the left wing down low, and Crane was wide open.
McNamara another three. This one off the front of the rim. Rebound on the inside by Walker. 22-15. Hannon with the lead, 23 seconds to play in the first. Out front, Walker takes it right of the lane, trying to dish inside for Crane, and it's knocked out of bounds by McNamara. Trinity will inbound with 19 ticks.
Yeah, good anticipation from McNamara. He read that pass from Walker, although the dribble penetration from Walker almost freed that one up inside.
Morris looking to get it in, lobs it out front for Walker. Top of the key to DiCarlo. He'll hold over to Crane on the right wing, fakes, now drives. Puts it off the glass and in.
Boy, the confidence in Chris Crane is amazing. The sophomore, ever since hitting the playoffs, has been solid inside.
3 seconds to go. McNamara with the basketball. Top of the key. Three. Bullseye at the buzzer. Jerry McNamara, his fifth tray in the first quarter. We played one. Bishop Hannon, 25. Trinity, 17. The boys' AA Eastern Final on WMSS. And PennLive.com.
Daily Express is happy to bring you this Trinity basketball game. Daily Express reminds local businesses that they can advertise by hanging an advertising banner in the gym or athletic field at Trinity. Large, colorful banners make quite an impact on Trinity fans as they watch athletic events. For more information on the school's banner program, you can reach the development office at 761-2228.
Welcome back. Pottsville's Martin Hall, John Wilsbach, Brian Kaiser. Glad to have you along on WMSS and PennLive.com. And those of you joining us shortly or maybe flipping back and forth between that Harrisburg-McCaskey game on Penn Live as well after one quarter, Hannon leading Trinity 25-17.
That's been Jerry McNamara. 21 points in that first quarter, including 5 3-point baskets.
McNamara playing it over to the left side for Haley. Goes into the lane, plays it back into the corner. Jumper outside is good for Mike Laffey.
Yeah, they're going to have to get some scoring from somebody other than McNamara. You just got to figure he's not going to be able to put in about 70 points in tonight's game, although how he shot in the first quarter, he may.
DiCarlo, top of the key. Out front, Rohrer will take the three-pointer in and out. No good. Crane with a rebound. Back in the corner, Morris three-pointer. No good. Rebound, far side by Flynn. Back the other way comes Hannon. McNamara to the lane. Back door laying it up, and in is Healy.
Well, that was pretty stuff. The no-look pass from McNamara. Faked it to the right and brought it back to his left for a wide-open Healy cutting to the bucket.
Now 30-17 Hannon. Crane with a basketball left wing. Adam Morris in the corner, brings it out to the wing, pulls up 15-footer, no good. Rebound by Hannon. Here comes McNamara back the other way with a 13-point lead. McNamara trying to go inside, but we will get a charger block. Which
That's
is
a block.
Good. Yep, on Morris.
Block on Morris. It was just a second slow getting over there in the lane. I think one thing Trinity's not doing right now, John, that they did early on in that first quarter is taking the ball strong to the bucket. This is a team that thrives on getting to the foul line. They picked up those quick five personal fouls against Bishop Hannon in that first quarter, and since then, they've been settling for jumpers. Got to take the ball inside, especially while your shots aren't falling.
That is the first foul on Morris. Team's fourth. Inbound comes in for Hannon. Out in the left wing is Flynn. He'll dribble, play it into the corner to Healy. Healy trying to drive. 10-footer left of the paint. No good. Rebound Rohrer. He'll give it off to the near side. Walker brings it down across the timeline for the Shamrocks. Walker out on the left wing. Slowing things up now, dribbling to the right side. Looks to penetrate. Top of the key to Morris. Pump fake. Looks to pass. Can't find. Bounces it out to DiCarlo on the right wing. Now on the far side to Walker. No good rhythm right now by Trinity. They're just not working that ball around. Wyatt left baseline. Drives off the glass. No good. He tries fighting for the rebound. Scramble on the floor. And Trinity still gets it. This time Wyatt will put it up and in.
Oh, amazing that they did not call the tie-up almost every time when the ball is on the floor like that. But no one ever gained complete possession. Rohrer was able to tap it after diving on the floor to Wyatt, who puts it up. For his first bucket of the game, he's got three.
30-19. Here comes another McNamara three. This one bounces around. No good. Rebound by Rohrer. Walker brings it down for Trinity. 11-point lead for Hannon. Morris takes it down the lane in traffic. No good, but he is going to be fouled.
Boy, that's great recognition from John Morris, recognizing that McNamara had lagged back trying to get a steal on the defensive end and that the Bishop Hannon defense had not adjusted out of transition. They were spread wide on the floor, so Morris takes it right down the lane, draws the personal foul, and gets to the line. Second foul against Chris Flynn.
With this matchup between Morris and McNamara, do you think that Morris early on here is trying to do too much and that's why the rest of his teammates aren't getting into an offensive flow?
He's had some good looks, though. The shots he's missing have been open, and he's been getting them close. I mean, he's putting them right on. The problem is they just haven't fallen for him. The one thing that concerned me the last time down the floor before this one, he had an open jumper on the outside and questioned the shot a little bit, and that's not good to see. He did pass the ball off. They worked it around for a good shot, but he did have an open look from three and passed it up.
John Morris made the first one. His second foul shot is also good. He's got 11. It's 30-21 in favor of Hannon.
He's 97% now from the line in the state playoffs.
McNamara brings it down across the timeline, working against Morris. Over onto the left side for Healy. He'll play it back out front for Moskwa. Dribbles into the corner. Back out front. Left of the lane, down low, and it's stolen away as they were trying to force it into Healy, and DiCarlo comes over across the timeline. Over onto the right corner. Down low, Wyatt. He'll slam it home for the dunk.
Good post-up move inside from Wyatt. Shielded his man off with the right hand. And we're going to have a foul called against Bishop Hannon. Illegal screen out top as they try to well away from the ball. A little shovel on Morris. And that's going to send him to line, shooting the 1-1, I believe.
I think it was Chris Mosqua, a 5A junior, as they have a timeout. I'm not sure if they're going to put this up or not, but the referees initially signaled that it was Mosqua with that illegal pick.
There it is.
Yep, his first foul. So 5:12 to play here in the second quarter, 30-23. Trinity starting to come back here on Hannon after a hot start by Jerry McNamara.
Well, they're paying a lot more attention to him now, and the idea for Trinity is anytime he touches the basketball across the midcourt stripe, you've got to get a hand in his face. Those three-pointers, the five that he hit in the first quarter, four of them were from well outside the three-point stripe, at least 20 feet out. So this is a guy who has unlimited range. And early on, he was getting the ball and getting let open from about 25 feet out. He was able to find some shots that he liked. They're just not falling for him here in the second half. And also Trinity keeping the ball away from him. And this was the knock on Hannon that a lot of people questioned. If Jerry McNamara was taken out of a game for whatever reason, be it foul trouble or good defense, can his teammates step up and produce? And so far in this second quarter, this is why Trinity has started to make a little bit of a run back.
Shot of the line by Morris is good. He'll get another. 5:12 to play. It's now 30-24. Second shot of the line for the Shamrocks. John Morris. Up and good.
8-point run for Trinity. They're in the midst of cutting what was a 13-point lead all the way now down to 5.
McNamara on the front court. Mosqua. Dribbling it to the right, holding back for McNamara. Top of the key, he'll turn, take the three, bullseye.
And Morris gambled out front. He was trying to get the steal, knock the ball away, get it to one of his teammates. The ball got through him, and that left McNamara wide open, top of the key. You can't let a guy like that have a straight-on shot.
33-25 Hannon. Morris on the left wing, drives inside, back door is Crane, shot no good. Gets the rebound. He'll put it back up and in.
Some more big minutes from Chris Crane once again. We're going to have a caution as Trinity knocks the ball to the side. They're going to get a little warning for that one, but they get a chance to set up their press now, which is what they were looking to do. This is what really gave the Golden Lancers fits last year, forced a lot of turnovers.
In the backcourt is Kerrigan. He'll now play it off to Healy, who works it down against DiCarlo. 33-27 Hannon. Healy with a basketball in the front court. Plays it out. Center circle to McNamara. McNamara, top of the key, dribbling left of the lane. Looks to go inside. Off the glass and in.
Oh, what strength do we got it right over top of Wyatt, the shot blocker, who may have gotten a piece of the basketball, but McNamara still enough strength to put that one off the glass.
35-27. Hannon with a lead. 4 minutes to play, second quarter. Pass into the right corner. Morris can't handle it, and Healy comes up with it. He'll live it inside, and a dunk with the alley-oop to Jerry McNamara.
28 now for McNamara. He's showing the whole package. The threes from the outside now takes it in.
Walker with a three-pointer. That's no good. Rebound by McNamara. 37-27. Here comes McNamara again. Top of the key three. Whoosh! He can't miss. Trinity needs a timeout.
And they
three,
take one.
3:34 to play, second quarter. Oh, man. That one sprayed him down with an extinguisher, man. He is on fire.
Well, he's, I mean, just great recognition once again from a player who is a tremendous athlete, but a great knowledge of the game as well. Recognizing in transition that Trinity did not match up with him, did not have anyone on him. He beat the defense down, just pulls up for three before anyone from the Shamrocks can adjust and get on him and get a hand in his face. And he's just come out shooting hot. And don't think that waiting 356 days to get this team back on the court hasn't been in the back of Jerry McNamara's mind. He is playing maybe his best game of the season to this point here in this first half.
Hannon better understand there's a lot of game left, and they're acting like they've already won this one. They're getting too excited. Inside is Morris double-teamed. He is fouled going to the hole.
That's an outstanding job by Morris, and that's something I'm sure that Coach Kostlak said during the break. We need to get to the foul line, get this thing inside and get them in foul trouble. And we see them again go to the inside. Martin Healy picks up this personal foul, the eighth team foul, and Morris, who's automatic from the line, gets a one-and-one opportunity.
40-27, Bishop Hannon leading Trinity, 3:25 to play, second quarter. Morris with the basketball at the foul line. His first shot is good. 5 for 5 from the charity stripe.
And let's not forget, Morris so far, he already has 14 points in this first half, so he's no slouch at all. Just compared to 28 for McNamara, he doesn't seem like he's scoring much.
Second shot also good for Morris. 40-29, 11-point lead for Hannon. McNamara looks to bring it down. Morris waits for him on the front court. McNamara, top of the key, dribbling to the left. Now Trinity has to change up. McNamara takes another three deep from the left wing, and it's good.
They just stepped back. They had to switch. Wyatt went out on him, and Wyatt, not having the quickness to stay with him, dropped back just a touch, gave McNamara an alley to shoot.
14-point lead, a travel against Trinity on the front court.
Remember, this is a Shamrocks team. They've won 43 straight, but they are not accustomed to being down quite a bit. They've been behind a few times, not in the fourth quarter except for one time during this entire streak. So they're not accustomed to finding this much of a deficit on the scoreboard.
Ball played over McNamara again. Left corner this time, no good, but it's knocked out of bounds by Wyatt. And Hannon will get the basketball back to 44 to play. Second quarter, 43-29, Hannon.
Morris got a hand in his face that time, but McNamara still got a very good look at the bucket.
Inbounds pass comes into Kerrigan. They'll play it back out front for Foley. On to the right side for Lewis. Trying to get it inside, knocked away. Crane comes up with it, but passes too far for Morris. It goes out of bounds, and John Morris should be called for a foul here, knocking into a Hannon player from behind. Did they call it?
No, they did not.
That's amazing, because in front of him that time was Pat Foley, and Morris just slammed into him from behind as the ball was going out of bounds, and some lip service going on down there right now as the referees intervene.
Yeah, McNamara and Morris, a little jawing, then a little hug. Handshake from both guys are ready to play once again. There's a lot of mutual respect between these two players, no question about it. But if you can't get the juices flowing when you've got a matchup like this on the line with the state championship berth on the line, then you aren't much of a competitor.
Hannon tries to inbound. It's knocked out by Wyatt as Trinity goes to the full court man-to-man. 2:32 to play in the second, 43-29 Hannon. Inbounds pass comes into Kerrigan, away from the play. We will get another foul call, and this time it will go against Trinity.
Mark Rohr picks up the foul away from the ball, 15 foul against the Shamrocks.
So again, Hannon inbound in the backcourt. They'll make the long throw down for Lewis under the bucket. He puts it up, partially swatted away by Crane, and Walker comes up with it.
Boy, he adjusted very well. He got beat deep and made sure that he got down the floor and got a piece of that block.
Wyatt inside. His shot partially knocked away by Kerrigan. He gets it back in the right corner, though. Walker out front. Mike Walker now to Morris, working against McNamara. Morris holding, dribbling to the left, and we will get a charge on Morris as he bumped into McNamara.
Yeah, good defense from McNamara, able to shuffle his feet. He was asking Morris basically to shoot that three-pointer. Morris passed on it, tried to go to the bucket, and McNamara held his ground very well.
And now we will get a technical.
That's Morris picking up the technical. He has got to keep his cool. That's foul number 3 against him. He's going to have to check out for the rest of the first half. That's the one thing that Morris, he's got to watch at the next level. He's a tremendous shooter. He's got to put some weight on to really be able to take some of the abuse at the college level. But it's the guy, a tremendous all-around game, but his temper occasionally does get the best of him. A lot of the high school officials do not call that, but at the next level, he's not going to get that benefit of the doubt. They'll tee him up real quick.
McNamara missed the first one, but makes the second technical foul shot. It's 44-29, the largest lead of the game now, 15 points for Hannon.
And you cannot take the chance in keeping Morris on the floor because McNamara just too good at picking up fouls against people who are defending against him. So DiCarlo's going to have to come in and play him defensively.
Away from the play, it's going to be Kerrigan called for the push as he was trying to set the screen for McNamara.
That's a makeup call. No question about it, John, because DiCarlo came over and actually shoved Kerrigan out of the way trying to get to and over the screen, and instead it's DiCarlo who's going to get to the line. So a good piece of acting with the Oscars being this weekend, DiCarlo trying to make his little piece for a best supporting actor.
44-29 Hannon, 2:02 to play, second quarter. John Wilsbach and Brian Kaiser from Martz Hall in Pottsville. Trinity's DiCarlo at the line, a shot in and out, no good, and we will get a foul whistled against Wyatt. I thought he barely bumped into Kerrigan as Kerrigan was going down on the rebound, but Wyatt will pick it up.
I thought he beat Kerrigan to the position on the inside also, but the officials decide otherwise. Now Kerrigan goes to the line, and now two fouls on Wyatt, two fouls on Rohr, and three against John Morris. And Jerry McNamara, he still doesn't have any fouls, but he does have 35 points.
2:01 to play in the second. Kerrigan at the line for Bishop Hannon. Shot is up and good. 45-29. Second shot for Bishop Hannon. Sean Kerrigan, the 6'7 senior. Shot is up, no good. Fight for the rebound, and Walker pulls it down, but he's double-teamed in the backcourt and slows it up.
We'll see what Trinity chooses to do. Are they going to try to force the ball towards the bucket?
Well, they did try it there, but luckily Rohr, trying to go to the inside, was fouled.
That's going to be Healy picking up the personal. The reason I say that, there's a point, even down 16, where you almost want to slow things down a little bit, try to get into halftime, especially with your leader, Morris, on the bench with those three personal fouls after picking up that technical. But Trinity, Larry Kostlak believes in the players he's got on the floor, not just Morris. This is a full team effort. Trinity would not have won 43 straight games without a full team effort. And we're seeing Rohr at the line now. A good move, a good strong move to the hoop, draws a second personal against Healy.
Rohr misses the first. His second one is good. He's 2 for 4 from the foul line, 45-30.
Bishop Hannon continues to substitute guards into the game, trying to keep them fresh. A small lineup on the floor now is Kerrigan out of the game. Really, they have no size outside of maybe McNamara.
McNamara runs it down, takes the running shot near the corner of the foul line, missed it, gets it back from Rohr, fakes inside, shot good, and he is fouled. Excellent hustle by Jerry McNamara, missing the running shot at the corner of the foul line, and as Rohr grabbed onto the rebound, just followed in, grabbed it back, put it in, drew the foul.
He got the call, though, down low because he absolutely hacked Rohr from behind, got a piece of him on the way by, and that pump fake, Rohr was very close to having that clean. I can see where they would call the foul there, but now Morris comes back into the game for Trinity as Larry Kostlak knows that it's crunch time, and he needs his best player on the floor.
McNamara, the line, his shot is good. 48-30. 18-point lead now for Bishop Hannon. Morris, left wing. Dribbles out top of the key now. Stops at the foul line. 15-footer, got it.
That's a big bucket for him, but also he's got to be very careful defensively. DiCarlo will stay on McNamara defensively, and Morris will switch over to Moskwa.
McNamara, left wing, another deep three. Swoosh!
This is by far the best performance I've seen in a half of basketball by a high school player in the entire time I've been covering high school basketball. This is amazing.
Out front, Morris was trying to get the three-pointer and draw the foul. He got an air ball, and then on the inside, it's lost by Crane, or they're saying Crane touched the last. Hannon will get the basketball. And now another substitution, checking back in, Mike Laffey for Bishop Hannon.
This is absolutely amazing what McNamara is doing to this point in the game. I've got him for 41 at this point.
51-32, Bishop Hannon with a lead. Jerry McNamara working against DiCarlo, brings it across the timeline. Dribbles over to the left wing, now fakes, pulls up again, another three. This one bounces around, no good. Rebound, Crane, he's mugged on the inside, can't hold on to the rebound. McNamara left wing, no good again, and now we will get the foul on the inside.
They are letting a lot of contact.
Yeah, they are.
And, Trinity, I do not like to pick on the officiating, but quite honestly, McNamara is getting a lot of calls on the inside. And that's something that does happen from time to time when you've got a much ballyhooed star player. We see it back down in District 3. John Morris, he is the recipient of a lot of calls because he is a very, very highly touted player, and the officials know it. The same thing's happening here, I think, to some extent. McNamara not fouling a lot, but he definitely has committed more than zero at this point. He's a very physical player underneath, trying to go after the basketball, and Morris is going to check out with those three personal fouls since Walker's at the line.
That foul went against Dan Luiso, his third at the line. Mike Walker misses the second after he made the first one, and it's knocked out of bounds. Hannon will get it. 29 seconds to play in the half, 51-33, Bishop Hannon. Ball brought down once again, this time by Martin Healy. Across the timeline. Out front, holding it, 18 seconds, still ticking away. Hannon playing for the last shot. Now McNamara takes over center circle with 12 seconds. McNamara, 8 seconds, still dribbling out near center circle, 5 seconds. Bounce pass left side, Healy for 3. No good. Bounces twice. Rebound Walker, and that will do it. We have played 2 quarters at the half. Bishop Hannon, 51. Trinity, 33. It's halftime of the boys' AA Eastern Final on WMSS and PennLive.com.
CET Engineering Services is an environmental consulting engineer firm located in Harrisburg. CET Engineering Services is proud to support high school athletics and academics in central Pennsylvania. CET Engineering Services congratulates the Trinity athletes on a great season and continued success. That's CET Engineering Services of Harrisburg. La Costa Villa Restaurant and Catering has Italian dishes like pasta, lasagna, and manicotti, and they have homemade bread and pastries baked fresh every day. La Costa Villa is open for lunch Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m., and they cater 7 days a week. They can also handle your next rehearsal dinner, business meeting, small banquet, or first communion party. La Costa Villa congratulates the boys and girls of Trinity on a great season. That's La Costa Villa Restaurant and Catering, 5205 Simpson Ferry Road, Mechanicsburg. Their number is 697-5855.
MC Walker Realty has been serving the West Shore area for over 20 years. Ready to buy or sell a home? Let MC Walker Realty help. They're a member of the Central Penn Multi-List. They also do property management, appraisals, and handle investment properties. That's MC Walker Realty, 14 North Walnut Street in Mechanicsburg, 697-9487. That's 697-9487. MC Walker Realty is a proud supporter of Trinity High School Athletics.
For unbeatable local sports coverage, log on to PennLive.com, featuring high school live webcasts, forums, chats, schedules, Patriot news articles, photos, and more. Only on PennLive.com. Can't make it to a Penn State football or basketball game? Listen to the games on PennLive.com and catch the daily PSU Sports Talk Show weekday afternoons. Plus, don't miss Penn State coach teleconferences, photo galleries, and forums. PennLive.com, your site for unbeatable sports coverage.
CET Engineering Services is an environmental consulting engineer firm located in Harrisburg.
CET Engineering Services is proud to support high school athletics and academics in Central.
Welcome back. We are at halftime at Pottsville's Martz Hall. Bishop Hannon 51, Trinity 33 in the boys' AA Eastern Championship. And thus far on the night, it has been the Jerry McNamara show.
He's on display, no question about it. First half of basketball, we thought he was great in the first quarter when he hit 5 3-pointers, had 21 points. Well, he almost equaled that. In fact, I think his level of play came down a tick because he only scored 20 in that second quarter. 41 points in the first half, 9 3-point baskets for Jerry McNamara. And I said it at the end of that first half, this is by far the best half of basketball I have seen a high school player play at in my entire, about 14, 15 years now covering high school basketball. That first half from McNamara was absolutely amazing.
I've been doing it, 22 years now, Brian.
Yep.
I have never seen anyone do that like that in the first half. That was just amazing. Didn't matter where he was putting up shots. They were falling almost nonchalantly into the bucket.
And the key is for Trinity right now, you're down 18 at halftime. You know if McNamara comes out in the second half and starts hitting from the outside the way he did in the first half, you're done. I mean, you are not going to come back against that because he's going to light you up for about 60, 70 points. And at this point in the game, Trinity's real hope at halftime is he can't possibly come out of halftime and shoot that well in the second half. They have no answers for him defensively. Morris with those three fouls, he's going to have to do everything he possibly can, but with three fouls, he cannot be overly aggressive, and that's where that technical foul call against Morris really hurt his team. When he picked up the technical foul about midway through that second quarter, that was his third personal foul because of the technical, he let his temper get the best of him, and because of it, Bishop Hannon was able to sustain a little bit more of a rally and even pull away a little bit more at the end of the first half.
Well, and I mentioned there in the first half, Brian, Trinity just is not getting in any offensive flow in this game. Rohrer is almost invisible out there, and Wyatt's had some problems on the inside converting his first attempt on the shot, and he's getting some good second or third attempts. But right now, Trinity just is not establishing a good offensive flow, offensive tempo. And it seemed there for a while that John Morris was trying to run back and forth with McNamara and keep pace, whereas the rest of his team just really wasn't getting in sync offensively.
I think Trinity got caught up with the press clippings, the showdown between McNamara and Morris, and they had that affect him in the first half. We saw a lot of one-on-one basketball being played by Trinity, and that's very out of character for this team. They play a very good team brand of basketball, and that's the thing that many people thought, including myself, that Trinity would be able to win this basketball game tonight because they have a good team concept. Morris, even if he has an off night, he's got a lot of people to step up. Well, so far for Trinity in that first half, Morris has had a decent first half outside of the foul trouble he's been in, but nobody else has stepped up. There's been too much one-on-one basketball being played. Trinity has to come out in the second half, play more as a team on offense, and just hope that McNamara cannot have the second half that he did in the first half.
All right, we'll run down all the stats and have the second half tip-off for you. And our out-of-town scoreboard, our Steve Leedy out at Hershey Park Arena. We're at the half. 51-33, Bishop Hannon leading Trinity in the boys' AA Eastern Final at the half here on WMSS and PennLive.com.
La Costa Villa Restaurant and Catering has Italian dishes like pasta, lasagna, and manicotti, and they have homemade bread and pastries baked fresh every day. La Costa Villa is open for lunch Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m., and they cater 7 days a week. They can also handle your next rehearsal dinner, business meeting, small banquet, or first communion party. La Costa Villa congratulates the boys and girls of Trinity on a great season. That's La Costa Villa Restaurant and Catering, 5205 Simpson Ferry Road, Mechanicsburg. Their number is 697-5855. Trinity High School is a two-time winner of the National Blue Ribbon Schools Award. This puts Trinity in the top 5% of high schools in the country based on academics, extracurricular activities, and facilities. Located in Camp Hill, Trinity High School has a student body of 635 students. While basketball is tops with many fans, the high school offers almost 50 clubs and sports to its students. Registration of new Trinity High School students for 2002-2003 will be held on Tuesday, March 12th and Wednesday, March 13th from 1 until 6 p.m. All interested students must take a placement test. For more information, 761-1116.
MC Walker Realty has been serving the West Shore area for over 20 years. Ready to buy or sell a home? Let MC Walker Realty help. They're a member of the Central Penn Multi-List. They also do property management, appraisals, and handle investment properties. That's MC Walker Realty, 14 North Walnut Street in Mechanicsburg, 697-9487. That's 697-9487. MC Walker Realty is a proud supporter of Trinity High School Athletics.
CET Engineering Services is an environmental consulting engineer firm located in Harrisburg. CET Engineering Services is proud to support high school athletics and academics in central Pennsylvania. CET Engineering Services congratulates the Trinity athletes on a great season and continued success. That's CET Engineering Services of Harrisburg.
As the ball swatted out on their first shot attempt by Roar on the baseline, they'll set it up. They're going left to right, but they're trailing by 18 points as we start this third quarter. DiCarlo playing it down into the right corner. Morris right of the paint as it's stripped out of his hands, but they're going to call it a tie-up. He and McNamara in a possession will go to Hannon.
Run down the stats in the first half for Trinity. John Morris with 17 points, but three personal fouls. Chris Crane off the bench with six. 5 points for Zach Wyatt, two for Mark Ruhr, and also he has three personal fouls, three for Mike Walker. For Bishop Hannon, Jerry McNamara, 41 points in the first half, four for Martin Healy, three for Mike Laffey, two for Chris Flynn, one for Sean Kerrigan. The only foul trouble for them, Dan Luizzo with three personal fouls.
Flynn with the basketball on the right wing, tries playing to the corner. DiCarlo steals it away, lands on it, loses it. McNamara gets it back and then is fouled. First, it should have just been a travel on DiCarlo, I thought. McNamara just steals it out of him.
And Roar now picks up foul number four for Trinity. And we'll see if Coach Kostolak's going to go to his bench. He's going to keep Roar in the game at this point. He does have Crane, who's played well off the bench, if he wants to go with him.
Inbounds pass comes to McNamara out front. Top of the key, number three. No good. Rebound by Roar. Here comes DiCarlo across the timeline. Back to Roar, left of the lane. Tries going to the bucket. Knocked out of his hands by Lewis, and Hannon comes over the basketball.
That's another turnover for Trinity and a great opportunity going by the wayside.
McNamara, right side. Shot swatted from behind by DiCarlo out of bounds. It'll be Hannon ball.
Good job by DiCarlo on that play. And Roar now will check out of the game. Chris Crane into the game for Trinity. He's going to once again have to play some quality minutes off of Coach Kostolak's bench.
Just underway, third quarter, 51-33. And we are looking for an inbound for Hannon and away from the play. Some physical activity, it's going to be a foul.
That should be DiCarlo because he's the guy who is matched up against McNamara. So you just look for where number 31 is for Bishop Hannon, that being Jerry McNamara, and you can count on him for being fouled.
On the inbounds, DiCarlo got screened, and McNamara wide open underneath puts it in. He's got 43. It's 53-33 Hannon. Wyatt, turnaround shot, right wing, good.
He just took a couple steps away from the bucket, got the shot blocker Kerrigan where he didn't want to be, and that's a little bit further away from the basket, and didn't have a chance to adjust in time.
McNamara with the basketball, out front, midcourt. He'll take a deep three again. This one bounces around, no good. Rebound by Morris. He'll bring it down across the timeline. Takes it right of lane. Stripped out of his hands by McNamara. Here come the Golden Lancers. Left side. Shot off the glass and in for Martin Healy.
And Jerry McNamara once again, when the shot's not falling as it hasn't in the second half thus far, he's doing it in other ways. That's his second steal of the second half.
Out front, Walker, spin move, foul line, jumper, in and out, no good. Rebound by Kerrigan. And again, the Golden Lancers have it. Across the timeline, McNamara looks to go inside, running, shot bounces around, no good. Rebound by Crane, but he's going to be called for the travel as he falls down.
Yeah, a lot of contact on the inside between Crane and also Chris Lewis. Crane having the size advantage, but the contact from Lewis forced him to the ground. No call from the official except for the travel against Trinity.
5:40 to play, third quarter, 55-35. Bishop Hannon inbounds, Kerrigan right of the lane. Five-footer got it over the hands of Wyatt.
And right now, McNamara out of the game for Bishop Hannon, giving him an early breather in this one.
Oh, he hasn't hit all those threes from the outside. Coach thinks something's wrong. Walker, left of the lane, wide, turnaround, inside, off the glass, no good again. Gets his own rebound, head fake, puts it up and in on a foul call.
Great take to the hoop by White. He's stuck with that shot and able to get Kerrigan falling to the ground. Picks up the personal foul against Chris Lewis and will go to the line. I think McNamara's rested enough. He's got his about 15 seconds on the bench. Goes right back into the game. Got to give a lot of credit. I mean, a lot of times there's coaches who have great talent and can't win with it. And people are playing very well fundamentally in this basketball game for the Golden Lancers. They set some mean picks to free up McNamara.
Wyatt hits the foul shot, 57-38. All brought down by McNamara. He'll work this time against Rob Lutz of Trinity. McNamara out front, onto the right side, playing it to Foley. Foley holding, working against Morris. Nowhere to go. Now back over to McNamara. Out at the right point. McNamara takes the three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Foley gets the rebound on the left side. He'll play it back out front for McNamara. He'll work against Lutz. Another three from the top of the key. Bouncing, bouncing, no good. Rebound by Crane. He'll give it off to Morris. Across the timeline. Left of the lane, there's going to be a holding foul out front before the shot.
Yeah, foul's going to be called against Patrick Foley as Morris came down the floor. Not good spacing from Trinity on that fast break. No one really cutting the bucket. And it was Morris who basically had to take it himself without a whole lot of support on the fast break.
Trinity inbound underneath the bucket. Crane, left wing. Plays it left of the paint to Wyatt. He is fouled from behind by Kerrigan.
And that's the third foul against Kerrigan. So now Luizzo and Kerrigan, the only size for this Bishop Hannon team, both of them with three personal fouls in the game. Trinity making a concentrated effort to go to the interior here in the second half. Wyatt with all five of their second half points.
Morris, left corner, three-pointer, in and out, no good. Rebound on the inside by Crane, but he will be called for the foul.
Yeah, he pushed off a little bit to get free for the rebound. To this point, they hadn't been calling it a lot in the game, and Crane, it definitely a foul. Got away with a little bit of a push on the inside, and the officials saw it.
4:30 to play, third quarter, 57-38. Bishop Hannon leading Trinity. This is the boys' double-A Eastern final. Inbounds pass, McNamara. They'll get it into Foley. Cross the timeline onto the right side. Luizzo out front. Gets it back to McNamara out near center circle, working against Lutz. McNamara dribbling slightly to the right, now towards the near side, all the way out of midcourt, 5 second violation. He thought Lutz was back far enough. He wasn't.
He just wasn't paying a lot of attention. If you have somebody on you, you just got to take that little glance to the side. Did not recognize the official counting the 5 second call against him, and Lutz with light pressure was able to get the turnover.
Walker to Lutz, right corner to Morris. Morris holding, working against Lewis, brings it out to the wing. Now Walker, top of the key, looks to penetrate. Left of the lane, off the glass and in.
Great take from Mike Walker with the left hand to the hoop. He took Foley right to the rack, and no one came down to help out for Bishop Hannon.
57-40, Hannon. McNamara taking it towards the foul line, and he is fouled out front by Lutz.
That should be Lutz. And he's got the quickness disadvantage, but he's a hard-nosed player. The seventh guy off of this Trinity bench for Coach Koshlick, and they like this kid a lot. He tries hard out there, a hard worker, and he's trying to give them some minutes while DiCarlo is resting on the bench.
Foley looks to in down underneath the bucket for Hannon, gets it out front. A lot of body contact. but Hannon comes up with it. Left corner, Foley, three off the side of the rim, no good. Rebound Wyatt, outlet Walker, down for Morris, one-on-one to the bucket, lays it off the glass and in.
That's a great finish from Trinity on the fast break. The outlet pass was right on the money, exactly where it had to be, past the outstretched hand of Foley, right into the arms of Morris.
Foley onto the front court, down to Lewis, left baseline, drives and then pulls back out. Nowhere to go with it, he'll throw it out to the right wing. Pat Foley into the right corner. Jumper no good by Luiso, but recovered by Lewis. This time McNamara takes the three off the front of the rim. No good.
We're seeing exactly what Trinity was hoping would happen. McNamara couldn't possibly play that well in the first half and come out with the same intensity in the second half. He's been short many times.
And as the ball's taken across the timeline, Morris is fouled by McNamara. That is his first.
Yeah, tried to gamble on the steal, and Bishop Hannon definitely wants a timeout. Trinity, you get the feeling they're trying to make a run.
We've got timeout, 3:01 to play in the third. It's Hannon 57, Trinity 42. Boys AA Eastern Championship on WMSS and PennLive.com.
For unbeatable local sports coverage, log on to PennLive.com. Featuring high school and Penn State live webcasts, forums, chats, schedules, Patriot news articles, photos, and more. Only on PennLive.com. Let your voice be heard in one of PennLive.com's many sports forums. Talk about key games and top performances in our 10 active high school forums. Plus, keep tabs on Penn State sports in our Penn State forums. See what everybody's talking about. PennLive.com. Your site for unbeatable sports coverage.
Crane in the paint, turnaround off the glass and in. They're starting to battle back. Chris Crane with eight.
They're pounding inside against the smaller Golden Lancers in that foul trouble. Luiso and Kerrigan both with three personal fouls, and with them really out of the flow inside, Trinity is taking advantage of their size advantage on the inside.
57-44, Bishop Hannon with the lead, 2:30 to play in the third quarter. McNamara out front, he's working against Lutz. McNamara with a bounce pass, getting it to Flynn out near center circle, dribbling it around, back over to the right side for Foley. Now McNamara just outside the three-point arc, looks to go inside, but we will get a foul by Lutz out front.
Good hand check from Lutz because he was beaten to the dribble, did not have a lot of help on the inside. Crane and Wyatt were late getting over there, so a non-shooting foul, and it will give Hannon the ball out of bounds instead of putting McNamara at the line where he's a very good foul shooter.
McNamara 41 in the first half, has just 2 points here in this third quarter. Hannon inbounds, McNamara from the corner, his shot no good. Rebound by Wyatt. Here comes Morris the other way for the Shamrocks. Across the timeline of the right wing. He'll take the three. In and out, no good. Crane with a rebound. He'll put it up and in.
They are just too big on the inside for Bishop Hannon with Kerrigan out of the game. They have no presence on the interior.
Ball in the backcourt. Hannon almost lost it. Lewis has it. He'll drive. He'll put it up. It's good. And a foul this time against Walker.
Great job by Lewis using the body to shield off Mike Walker, who was trying to bait him to the hoop, trying to get him to take that layup so he could line up the block. Walker didn't get high enough, and Lewis using the body to draw the foul and also keep Walker away from the basketball, able to have the chance with a three-point play.
59-46, Bishop Hannon, 13-point lead, 1:48 to play, third quarter. At the line, Chris Lewis, his shot is good. So he converts the three-point play, 60-46. Trinity down by 14. They've got the basketball. DiCarlo across the timeline. Working against that man-to-man. Takes it over left corner, Morris. He'll hold. He'll look against McNamara. Now penetrates to the inside. Puts it up. Rolls around. No good. Knocked out of bounds off of Lewis. It'll be Trinity basketball.
And once again, a chance on the offensive glass. And it's been Chris Crane on the inside right in there. Got a piece of that rebound. Able to knock it off of one of the Bishop Hannon players.
Inbound underneath the bucket. Trinity out to Wyatt. Left wing to Carlo. He'll play it back in the corner to Wyatt. He'll drive to the inside, but before he does, he is fouled by Luiso, and that should be number four.
That's a huge foul there because Luiso, again, He's 6'4", about one of the only two players that Hannon has with any size on the inside, and with Kerrigan sitting on the bench with three fouls as well. They're trying to save him for the fourth quarter to keep him fresh enough to go the rest of the way.
Wyatt on the left wing, left corner Morris. Back out front, DiCarlo dribbling to the left wing, top of the key to Morris. He'll work against McNamara between the legs, holding inside. DiCarlo breaks to the bucket, kisses it off the glass and in.
Great pick and roll run by DiCarlo, and Morris looked for him on the inside. And the very lightly scoring Louis DiCarlo comes in, averaging four a game, gets a bucket.
Three-point attempt again by McNamara, no good. He's run cold here in the third at 60-48. Hannon, DiCarlo with a basketball on the right wing. Now Wyatt, foul line, in the paint, turn around, five-footer, got it.
Great recognition from Wyatt, having a much smaller player on him. Went right to the hole.
And it's now a 10-point lead. Hannon's 20-point lead going down. Left corner, Hannon with the ball, away from the play, a foul against the Shamrocks.
And Coach Koslick is beside himself on the sideline. Jeff DeFrank going to get the personal foul with a hold against Jerry McNamara, but Coach Koslick wanted a push-off against McNamara, and he had a very good view of it. I did not see it as it was away from the ball, but it's going to send McNamara to the line shooting the one-and-one, as that is the 17th foul against the Shamrocks here in half number two. This could be an advantage for McNamara because he seems like he shot himself out in that first half. Comes out a little bit off the mark. You can get back into the flow from the line, but he misses.
He misses the foul shot. Trinity with the bound. Here comes Morris onto the front court left wing. John Morris looks to penetrate, and the shot is good, and a foul. Will they give him the shot? They do not.
No.
Fouled before the shot.
Unbelievable. Mike Laffey picks up the personal foul a split second before the continuation would have gone into effect. And a good move from Coach Koslick with 26 seconds left to go. Brings offensive substitutions back in. Mike Walker back in. Lutz also in place of the defensive specialist DiCarlo and DeFrank.
25 seconds to play in the third. Inbounds to Wyatt. Left corner looks to go inside. He'll put it up with a little finger roll. It's good.
He's got 9 points here in the third quarter. 14 for the game. And with the size problems that Hannon has on the inside, just looked at his smaller man, Lewis, who's 5'10", giving up 8 inches, goes right to the hoop.
7 seconds. Here's McNamara down the lane, running shot. No good again. Rebound by Crane. Over to Morris. Second left to go at the buzzer. No good. We have played three quarters from Pottsville's March Hall, and the Shamrocks are back in it. After three, Bishop Hannon 60, Trinity 52. This is the boys' AA Eastern Final on WMSS and PennLive.com.
For unbeatable local sports coverage, log on to PennLive.com, featuring high school and Penn State Live webcasts, forums, chats, schedules, Patriot news articles, photos, and more, only on PennLive.com. It's high school winter sports time for Central PA, and PennLive.com has it covered. Log on to PennLive.com, and you'll find local high school wrestling and basketball webcasts, rankings, articles, photo galleries, forums, and more. PennLive.com, your site for unbeatable sports coverage.
Non-commercial WMSS Middletown. Super 91.
Welcome back, John Will Fock, along with Brian Kaiser. We head to the fourth quarter, 60-52, Hannon leading Trinity.
And Jerry McNamara, 41 points in the first half. Seems like he shot himself out by halftime. Only one bucket in that third quarter of play.
Out front is Walker for Trinity. Dribbling to the left wing. Left corner is Morris. Lutz on the left wing. Out front, Walker. Working against a man-to-man. Walker looks to penetrate to the right. Near the corner of the foul line. Bounces to Morris. He'll fade. 15-footer good. Johnny Morris, 6 points.
Rocks beginning to roll as they are taking advantage of the foul trouble inside against Bishop Hannon, working the ball inside, and that's setting up good matchups for the guards on the outside as well.
Hannon, a 6-point lead. Left wing, Flynn looks to drive inside to the corner. Lewis, he'll take the three. Got it.
That's a huge shot for Bishop Hannon.
Mm-hmm. The ice is broken there.
Exactly. And in this second half, really struggling. Only a scant 9 points in the third quarter.
Wyatt, left of the lane, lost it, gets it back. Deep inside, it's good, and a foul.
He just has too much size inside. That's a lot to ask of senior Chris Lewis, who's only 5'10". They're asking him to body up against a guy who's 6'6" on the inside. Wyatt just muscling and bumping him down underneath. Picks up the second against Lewis, has a chance for the three-point play.
63-56 in favor of Bishop Hannon. 7 minutes to play in the fourth. Wyatt at the line. I mentioned at halftime that the big guys just weren't getting into the game in the first half for Trinity. Wyatt misses the foul shot. Kerrigan comes up with it, but he traveled as he lost his balance.
Yeah, he tried so hard to make sure that it was a solid box out that he knocked himself off balance, and he gave Trinity the ball back.
Shamrock's inbound. Wyatt on the left wing. Looks to penetrate again. Left of the paint, off the glass. No good. Tap, no good, and Kerrigan pulls it down. Kerrigan. Down to McNamara, across the timeline, dishing off left side to the bucket. Flynn, he's fouled from behind. Check that. Healy, a shot no good, but Healy will go to the line shooting two.
And despite the fact that Mark Rohr, a normal starter for this Trinity team, on the bench with four personal fouls, is eligible to come back in to start off this fourth quarter, Coach Koslick likes the team that's on the floor right now, what Wyatt and Crane are giving him on the inside. He's going to stick with this look.
Third foul on Chris Crane. Both teams are in the bonus. Shot at the line. Martin Healy is no good.
The thing that Trinity does that I think really impresses me among many teams that we've seen, this is a very intelligent team. And out of halftime, after they picked up the quick early foul on Kerrigan to give both he and Luiso three, this team went right to the inside and attacked with Wyatt on the interior. That smart basketball.
Second shot by Healy rolls around and falls. 64-56, Hannon. Walker with the basketball out in the left wing. Looks to behind the back, dribble, right corner, wide, 15-footer, no good. Rebound inside by Lewis, but he threw it away, and Trinity gets it back.
That's a good box out from Lewis. He actually threw a decent pass to McNamara, but McNamara was looking to run up the floor, didn't look it all the way in.
Trinity to inbound, far side, front court. They trail by eight. 6:28 to play in the fourth. Walker on the left wing. Dribbles left baseline. Stops back out to Wyatt on the wing. Out front is Lutz. He'll hand it off to Walker, who brings it back out front. Walker dribbling to the right. Stops at the foul line. Out to Morris. Morris, top of the key. McNamara in front of him. Morris, corner of the foul line. Got it.
McNamara got beat off the screen up top from Walker. And Morris got free for that shot from the elbow.
64-58, Hannon. McNamara across the timeline, working against Lutz, dribbling with his left, down the lane, puts it up, bounces around, no good. Rebound fought for on the floor. Who's got it? It's going to be a jump ball on the possession in favor of Hannon.
Oh, everybody on the floor going after that one after the miss from McNamara. He just can't find it, even on the inside when he's taking it to the hoop. Cannot get the ball to go through. It is a different half of basketball, yeah. No question about
now. I think he'd pay anything just to turn the courts back around and shoot down at that other end.
He would love to at this point. 41 at one end and only 2 points at the other end so far.
Hannon to inbound underneath the bucket. Healy gets it out front. Kerrigan on the wing. Back in the right corner to Healy. Looks to drive right baseline on Walker. Spin move off the glass. No good. Rebound by Morris. He'll run the court down the near side across the timeline. Johnny Morris pulls up, three-pointer, no good. Gets his own rebound. Underhanded layup, no good. Scramble for it, and Flynn pulls it down for Hannon. He's trapped by three Shamrock players. Now gets it off to McNamara. Fancy dribbling onto the front court to the bucket, lays it up and in.
Yeah, Trinity tried so hard to triple-team that ball in the backcourt that when McNamara got it, there was nobody really back defensively to help out. Lutz just can't keep up with a man-to-man. Quick crossover gets the deuce.
66-58, Hannon. Right corner is Crane. Morris right of the paint. Fade away. No good. The follow-up is good by Wyatt.
Oh, that's a good job by Wyatt, recognizing the fact that the man on him, Kerrigan, does not have the speed to stay with him cutting to the bucket. So Wyatt takes him out top at the foul line and rushes in, beats him to the point on the strong side glass.
Hannon leading 66-60 on the inside. Shot by Flynn, knocked out by Trinity. And the Golden Lancers will get it underneath the bucket.
And now Rohr will come back in place of Lutz. So an interesting lineup for Trinity. They've got three post-up players on the inside in Crane, Rohr, and Wyatt. That sort of plays their hand what they're going
to
do.
McNamara gets the inbounds and misses the shot going to the bucket. Walker down to Rohr, and he loses it coming in cold.
That's the key, John. He came in cold off the bench, and it's tough to ask him in transition to pick up that basketball off a beautiful feed from Morris. I think if he's not in the foul trouble, he's not on the bench, that's an easy layup for Rohr. Instead, the turnover gives it back to Bishop Hannon.
Hannon needs a timeout as they're having a hard time inbounding with a full court press. We've got 4:37 to play in the fourth quarter. Bishop Hannon 66, Trinity 60. And don't forget, our coverage of the PIAA playoffs continues with all eight of the state finals on Friday and Saturday here on WMSS and PennLive.com. And you can talk high school basketball in the state finals tomorrow night on Penn Live.
Yes, it's 7 o'clock. It'll be the web chat previewing the state championships. We're going to take a look at all eight games, hopefully have a coach or two call up and talk to us about the matchups that they have in the state final. Kirk Smallwood's Harrisburg Cougars made it tonight, a 69-58 victory over Lancaster, over the McCaskey team that was much ballyhooed, but the Cougars come through with a big win in that one. And they will play Uniontown, a 65-47 victor over Newcastle in impressive fashion. I had my prediction online that Newcastle would put a licking on them, and I was wrong.
Oh, I'm glad you could admit that.
I was wrong. I am sorry, Uniontown.
All right, 66-60 is our score here. A six-point lead for Bishop Hannon. They led by as many as 20. 4:37 to play in the fourth. Inbounds to Kerrigan to McNamara. He'll dribble down the near side, across the timeline, all the way in the inside, out of bounds. Out of bounds along the left baseline was Chris Flynn, and as he got the pass, he pulled it back in, but that was too late.
That was just not good recognition from Flynn. He was wide open on the left baseline, everyone swarming to McNamara with a dribble penetration, and Flynn, not recognizing where he is, just has his foot on the line waiting for the pass.
Rohr, right wing, Crane right of the paint. Back to Rohr, inside, forces up a shot. It's an air ball. Rebound, Lewis, and it goes off of Lewis, out of bounds, Trinity ball.
Oh, great job from Crane. He's playing a whale of a game on the inside, able to get around Lewis and fight for that basketball and knock it off of him.
And Rohr is going to check out. He just has not had a good game, and
well,
Lutz comes back in.
He's got the foul trouble. We saw this with Wyatt in the last game when he was out for an extended period of time. Sometimes the players need to be in the game for a while.
Lutz from the corner, shot no good. Crane with a rebound inside, puts it up, no good. Wyatt with a tap, that's no good. Gets his own rebound in traffic, puts it up, no good again. This time it's Morris. Left wing, pump fake, plays it out to Lutz. Back in the corner, Morris, pump fake. He'll take the three, no good. Rebound by Crane, but he's called for the pushing foul on the inside. That's number four on him.
He got away with one the last time he got the offensive rebound, but this time they catch him. The good box out on the inside, and now Crane, who's played a solid game, the 6'4 sophomore with 10 points off of Coach Kostelik's bench, picks up his fourth personal foul. So now the foul trouble mounting for each team. Rohr with four, Crane with four for Trinity, Luizzo with four for Bishop Hannon, and three against Sean Kerrigan.
And the next one's double bonus. Trinity with nine fouls. The shot at the line is good for Flynn.
And Trinity has made a great comeback to get back in this basketball game, but they need something to get them over the hump.
Second shot also good for Chris Flynn. 68-60. Hannon, eight-point lead, 3:55 to play. Fourth quarter.
And Coach Bucci of Bishop Hannon continues to substitute, trying to keep fresh players as well as he possibly can in the game. He's going to go with Luizzo and Kerrigan in the game, though, down the stretch to try to match up inside.
Walker out front, Lutz, right wing Morris, right corner to Wyatt. Wyatt dribbling it around, back out front for Morris. He'll drive into the lane, running shot good.
Oh, great job by Trinity, recognizing once again Bishop Hannon switching off the screen. McNamara went to Lutz, so it was Lewis who got stuck with the defensive assignment on Morris, and he took him right to the basket immediately.
6-point lead for Hannon. McNamara with the basketball. Now Trinity looks to double-team. Lewis gets it in the corner, a three-pointer off the mark. Rebound, though, swatted away. Crane knocked it out front, but it goes right to the hands of McNamara.
Yeah, big block, though, from Crane on the inside, and Bishop Hannon wants to talk about things. Trinity now double-teaming McNamara when he gets the basketball on the front court.
I want to thank our sponsors for this game, CET Engineering Services, La Costa Villa, Daily Express, MC Walker Realty, and PennLive.com, bringing you this game tonight from Pottsville's Martz Hall. Our Steve Leedy was there at Hershey Park Arena with that other PennLive broadcast of Harrisburg's victory over McCaskey. Our game here, 3:09 remaining in the fourth, 68-62 Bishop Hannon.
Winner of this game to play the Western champion on Saturday afternoon, 3 o'clock, will be the game time for the boys' AA championship. Bishop Hannon and Trinity, the winner will play either Stowe Rocks, the District 7 champion, or Mercyhurst Prep, the District 10 champion. Interesting matchup out west between those two teams, but definitely the two best teams out west at the AA level getting the matchup head-to-head. Tremendous Final Four in AA basketball this year. Maybe some of the best talent we've seen at the AA level in a long time.
Packed house here at Martz Hall, standing room only the entire way around the concourse. 3:09 to play. It's a 6-point Hannon lead, as they were up by as many as 20 in this game. And right now they will inbound near side on the front court. They'll play it in to Healy. He'll work against Walker. Healy, top of the key, over onto the right wing for McNamara. Again, it's going to be Rob Lutz guarding him.
And Lutz has done a nice job in the second half. DiCarlo wasn't able to keep up with him quickness-wise, but Lutz has done a good job bodying up a little bit more.
Loiso, top of the key, looks right, looks left, nowhere to go. Now finds McNamara behind him. McNamara's going to let some clock tick off as they try to work for a good shot, and, of course, let that time keep on ticking. McNamara out front. They're midcourt. Dribbling to the near side to Lewis and back to McNamara. Trinity wants to double up. McNamara dribbles through traffic and then circles all the way back out front again. McNamara plays it over onto the right wing, and we're going to get a travel on Martin Healy.
Oh, not a good move from Healy. They were doing a good job of milking some clock. McNamara doing some dribbling tools out on top of the key, but Healy just rushed into the bucket, took his concentration away. Just a moment.
Lutz with the basketball for Trinity at the top of the key. Right side for Morris. Right corner, Crane. Right wing to Lutz. Right corner, Walker. He looks to penetrate. Bounces Lutz. Left side, off the glass, no good. The tap up, no good by Wyatt. Rebound on the inside, and we're going to get a foul against Trinity as McNamara came up with the ball.
That should be Crane, because Wyatt actually got a clean shot on the basketball, and Crane trying to go after it. McNamara sort of backed into him, and Crane just in the wrong place at the wrong time. He will foul out of the basketball game with 10 big points for Trinity with 2:01 left to go, and that will force Rohrer back in the game, and also Louis DiCarlo will check back in for the Shamrocks.
Well, they need DiCarlo in there. Yeah, they've got to get some shooting in there, and Lutz not finding the mark, and 6 points down. Trinity needs Rohrer to come to life here late in this contest and help him out on the inside with Wyatt.
Well, I'm surprised they haven't been pounding the ball down a little bit better on the inside to Wyatt the last few times. Even though Kerrigan is in the game, it's been Wyatt who's been the player who's brought Trinity back here in the second half. He's had 13 of his 18 points here in stanza number two.
At the line is McNamara. His first shot is good.
If you give Bishop Hannon a chance to pull away from the line, there's a good chance that they will. Trinity has had problems in this game that we have not seen all year. They have not been able to force turnovers with their pressure defense for the most part in this game. And that has been a problem for the Shamrocks.
Second shot for McNamara, also good. 8-point lead for Hannon. 2:01 to play. Ball brought down by Morris onto the front court. Right wing roar, give and go. Morris, shot swatted away by Kerrigan, but he's going to get called for the foul.
Morris does such a wonderful job of taking the ball to the hoop, and it's going to be McNamara from behind getting the foul called against him.
1:54 to play, 70-62, Bishop Hannon.
Give and go look from Rohr, set that one up. The nice cut to the inside, beat McNamara to the spot.
Shy of the line is good for John Morris.
He's automatic from the line.
He's got 26. Second shot at the line for John Morris is up and good. 6-point lead, Hannon. Lutz checks in. Now it'll be Rohr going back to the bench.
That's a good move because defense for offense in this situation. Get Rohr back to the bench and Lutz, the defensive specialist, into the game.
6-point lead, Hannon, with 1:50 to play. McNamara with a basketball. Dribbling it down, bounce, passing it on to the left wing to Flynn. Knocked from behind, but a foul. Reaching in from behind was Walker.
That's a good foul, though, because you let somebody other than McNamara try to beat you, and that would be Flynn in this case. Now, he has made the two foul shots he's attempted so far, but still, this is a guy who does not do the bulk of the scoring for this team.
First shot is up and good for Chris Flynn.
Of course, the other question you ask yourself is, why is Bishop Hannon comfortable with him coming to get the basketball? And that's because he's a very good foul shooter.
Second shot of the line for Flynn is up and also good. 8-point lead, 72-64, Bishop Hannon. DiCarlo on to the front court. On to the right wing, Walker, right corner to Rohr. Back out to Carlo, right wing. Corner Morris drives right baseline, spin move in the paint, he's caught for traveling.
An extra step on the baseline. He didn't see it, but Morris definitely trying to get a little bit more position on the inside, took that extra shuffle.
1:32 remaining, 8-point lead Hannon. Full court press now by the Shamrocks. McNamara looks to get it in. Inbounds pass to Kerrigan, back to McNamara. He'll take it down the middle and then slow it up. McNamara out front, dribbling through all kinds of traffic with DiCarlo and Walker on him, and finally the foul whistled against Trinity, and that will go against Walker.
Oh, not a good foul from Walker, though, because they had McNamara in a bad spot in the corner of the court, out by midcourt. They were double-teaming him, and Lutz was breaking on the pass just as Walker reaches in. He had a clean steal and layup if Walker does not reach in.
72-64, Hannon. 1:21 to play.
This is definitely not a situation that Trinity is accustomed to. They have not trailed in a fourth quarter except for one time during this entire 43-game win streak that they come into this game with. And this game, they have trailed the entire fourth quarter.
McNamara hits the first. He's got 41 of those in the first half. Second shot. Jerry McNamara up and good. Back to a 10-point lead for Hannon with a minute 20 to play. Walker with the basketball. Top of the key, forces the three, no good. Rebound on the inside is by Foley. Check that, Luizio, and brought down by McNamara. Swatted away from behind on him, and Rohr will pick up the foul.
And will foul out. Tough night for the senior. Likely playing his final game in a Shamrock uniform. Will foul out with just 2 points tonight. What a key pivotal player he was last year in Trinity's big run to a state championship. But with a minute 7 left to go, down 10, and forced to put Bishop Hannon on the line where they have been iced so far in this fourth quarter, making 9 out of 10 foul shots thus far. Things look bleak for the Shamrocks.
A 43-game winning streak for Trinity could come to an end tonight. They're down by 10. McNamara at the line. His shot is good.
The result, far from shocking. What was shocking was the performance of Jerry McNamara in that first half. We knew he was a great player. We knew he was a super player. We didn't know he was Superman.
He hits both. He's got 51 on the contest. 76-64 Hannon. Left wing. Shot by Morris, a three. No good. On the inside, Wyatt follows it in and is fouled.
Oh, a dumb foul inside from Kerrigan. Picks up his fourth. You just let the man go when you've got the big lead. It stops the clock and also allows Wyatt to go to the line to get some 3 points.
Yeah. One shot of the line for Zach Wyatt. It is up and no good. Rebound inside Morris. He's under deep, puts it up, no good. And now Hannon comes up with a rebound. Along the near side, McNamara takes it across the timeline. Back door wide open is Healy. He'll put it in. 78-66 Hannon. Morris runs down the opposite end and is fouled.
And again, Bishop Hannon fouling Morris, and that's going to be McNamara picking up the personal foul.
40.
With a 12-point lead, they're in good shape, but you still, as a coach, you hate to see your team fouling and allowing the other team to get points while the clock is stopped.
41 seconds remaining, 78-66, Bishop Hannon. Sean Morris, shot is good. He'll get a second attempt.
If he makes this, he'll be right on his postseason average of 29 points.
Shot is up, and it is good. Just a 10-point lead once again for Hannon, but the clock in their favor, 41 seconds. In the backcourt, McNamara brings it across the timeline. He'll dribble it all over the place. McNamara is fouled from behind.
Did a great job of keep away once again, working some more time off the clock. That's going to be DiCarlo picking up the personal foul, just his second.
Well, Hannon has just wanted to taste that state championship. They've been there. They thought last year they could make it back there. They just haven't won the ultimate game yet.
Yeah, McNamara's freshman year, they played in the single-A championship game against Kennedy Christian at the time, now Kennedy Catholic. They played them again the next year in the final and then moved up last year to double-A, ran into Trinity, who was on a mission last year. But this Bishop Hannon team has been waiting a long time to get Trinity back on the court, and they have made the most of it.
McNamara hits both back the other way. Morris brings it down the floor and puts it off the glass and in. That stops the clock with 27 seconds to play. It's 80-70 in favor of Bishop Hannon. A 10-point lead for the Golden Lancers.
And with his performance tonight in this game, I've got McNamara now at 53 points for the game. He passes Kobe Bryant on the all-time Pennsylvania scoring list into eighth place all-time in the state of Pennsylvania. And our calculations that we were given before the game with 53 so far tonight, some quick math, McNamara now is up to 2,884 points in his career with the Golden Lancers.
Now officials, I believe, from Bishop Hannon High School are warning their student body, who have already started throwing a few Hershey Kisses onto the court, telling them you wait until the final buzzer.
Yeah, they let that go here at Pottsville. They do allow the Hershey Kisses to go flying on the court. It's one of the great things about this gym here at Marks Hall, the fact that they have that homey feel. They allow that kind of thing to go on, show the emotion, but it is a technical if you throw them early.
McNamara gets the inbounds pass in the backcourt. He's going to be fouled by Walker.
The problem is you keep sending McNamara to the line, and he keeps making them.
24 seconds left, 80-70, but what a great run it's been for Trinity to go all the way last year. They won the state championship this year, undefeated. I think maybe at some point during the season, Larry Koslak would have maybe liked to have shaken this team up somehow, but he played some tough competition all year long. They still managed to win and win and win, but tonight it's going to come to an end. McNamara hits the first.
Yeah, coaches like to have maybe a loss just to have their team face some adversity, but let's face it, it doesn't matter if Trinity would have lost a couple games during the year. With Jerry McNamara playing the way he did in the first half and getting just enough support from his teammates, this Bishop Hannon team would have beaten Trinity maybe on any night.
And McNamara hits both, and he will go to the bench. 55 points, a standing ovation, 82-70. Morris, the other way, a three-pointer good. Makes it 82-73, 16 seconds to play. Hannon in the backcourt. Loizzo, and out near center circle. That will be Kelly fouled.
Trinity not giving it up yet, but let's face it, with 11 seconds left, they need almost a point per minute to tie this one up. What a great basketball game between these two teams, though. We had the shootout we wanted in the first half. Morris and McNamara going back and forth, and finally McNamara just had more bullets in the old gun in that first half of play. Maybe shot himself out there at one point, but has done the job from the foul line here in the fourth quarter, icing this game off for the Golden Lancers. A well-deserved trip to the finals for John Bucci's team. They felt the District 2 did not get the respect they deserve. Well, we respect you, Golden Lancers.
Kelly hits one of two. It's 83-73. Morris with a three. He hits it again. John Morris makes it 83-76. Clock counting down, and that'll do it. The Hershey Kisses are flying by the hundreds onto the floor. And Trinity's 43-game win streak comes to an end. There will be no trip back to Hershey for the state finals as Bishop Hannon wins 83-76. We invite you to stay tuned for the post-game show coming up. The Golden Lancers of Bishop Hannon advance to the boys' AA state championship on Saturday afternoon. Final score, Bishop Hannon 83, Trinity 76. Back with the post-game show on WNSS and PennLive.com.
CET Engineering Services is an environmental consulting engineer firm located in Harrisburg. CET Engineering Services is proud to support high school athletics and academics in central Pennsylvania. CET Engineering Services congratulates the Trinity athletes on a great season and continued success. That's CET Engineering Services of Harrisburg.
Trinity graduates, call the development office if you do not receive the Trinity Triangle, the school's alumni magazine. You can give us your current address, and you will be mailed information on Trinity events, projects, alumni, and reunions. You can call the development office at 761-2228. The Trinity Parents Association is holding a Monte Carlo night Saturday, April 6th. You can join them for dinner, silent auction, and games. For ticket information, the number is 761-1116.
MC Walker Realty has been serving the West Shore area for over 20 years. Ready to buy or sell a home? Let MC Walker Realty help. They're a member of the Central Penn Multi-List. They also do property management, appraisals, and handle investment properties. That's MC Walker Realty, 14 North Walnut Street in Mechanicsburg, 697-9487. That's 697-9487. MC Walker Realty is a proud supporter of Trinity High School Athletics.
La Costa Villa Restaurant and Catering has Italian dishes like pasta, lasagna, and manicotti, and they have homemade bread and pastries baked fresh every day. La Costa Villa is open for lunch Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m., and they cater 7 days a week. They can also handle your next rehearsal dinner, business meeting, small banquet, or first communion party. La Costa Villa congratulates the boys and girls of Trinity on a great season. That's La Costa Villa Restaurant and Catering, 5205 Simpson Ferry Road, Mechanicsburg. Their number is 697-5855.
For unbeatable local sports coverage, log on to PennLive.com. Featuring high school live webcasts, forums, chats, schedules, Patriot news articles, photos, and more. only on PennLive.com. Can't make it to a Penn State football or basketball game? Listen to the games on PennLive.com and catch the daily PSU Sports Talk Show weekday afternoons. Plus, don't miss Penn State coach teleconferences, photo galleries, and forums. PennLive.com, your site for unbeatable sports coverage.
Welcome back to Mark Hall in Pottsville, John Wilsbach and Brian Kaiser. Final score, Bishop Hannon 83, Trinity 76, and the Golden Lancers headed to the state championship Saturday afternoon. And Brian, you've got the final statistics.
Let's run them down. The Golden Lancers led, of course, by Jerry McNamara, 55 points. 9 3-pointers, all of them in the first half. In fact, only made 2 baskets in the second half after scoring 41 points in the first half. But from the foul line, 10 for 10 down the stretch in the fourth quarter. Second leading scorer was Martin Healy with 9, 6 points each for Chris Flynn and Chris Lewis, 3 points for Sean Kerrigan and Mike Laffey. And it was Keel Kelly who had 1 point. For the Shamrocks, who close out their season with their first loss in 44 games, they'll close out with a record of 30-1. John Morris, big game for him. 37 points tonight, just not enough for the Shamrocks. Zach Wyatt really spurred on the comeback for Trinity. Inside with 20 points. Chris Crane, a nice game off the bench with 10. But Walker had Mike Walker only with 5, Louis DiCarlo with 2, Mark Rohr with 2. Also got to mention Rob Lutz, who did a nice job defensively in the second half, harassing McNamara. But it was not enough tonight. The Shamrocks just could not ever get within good range of the Golden Lancers, and Bishop Hannon holds them at bay. 83-76, the victory for Bishop Hannon. They avenged last year's loss in the Eastern Finals.
Well, I think it's safe to say this game really was, I think, won in the first half, not just with the fact that McNamara was on fire with 41 points, but the fact that Trinity's offense really never seemed to get jump start in the first half. Then the second half, they finally got Wyatt in the inside game going, but it was just too late. And down the stretch, it was the Golden Lancers able to answer back.
And again, I feel that Trinity really got caught up in the press clippings a little bit, with the fact that they knew that this matchup was so hyped, being McNamara against Morris, J-Mo against G-Mac, and what happens when you come out and McNamara starts popping from everywhere, Trinity's looking to answer right back with some big home run balls of their own. They didn't fall for them at near the rate that McNamara was draining the threes, and they fell way behind. If Trinity goes out in that first half and does what they did to start out the second half, pound the ball inside and take advantage of their matchup advantage on the interior, this could be a much different game, because it could have changed what Bishop Hannon was able to do defensively and what they were able to do. But give a ton of credit to John Bucci's team. They came out, got the ball to the man they needed to get it to, and McNamara stepped up the way that you would expect a player who's going to the next level to play for Syracuse. Exactly how you'd expect him to come out in what could have been his final game with the loss. He comes out shooting. He outguns Morris 55-37, at least point-wise. And it's Bishop Hannon who outguns Trinity 83-76 on the scoreboard.
In the boys' quad A game out of Hershey Arena tonight, Harrisburg over McCaskey 69-58.
And Uniontown will be the opponent on Saturday, with a 65-47 romp over Newcastle. Also, single-A girls final to pass along as well. Pottsville Nativity returns once again. The Golden Girls always seem to be at Hershey Park Arena on Saturday afternoon, playing for the single-A championship as they knocked off District 11 mate Marion Catholic by a 52-37 mark. The other scores, you can check them out on PennLive.com today on either the message boards or also on their boys and girls hoops. They have the news section where they will have scores coming in when they all are available, but usually the news, the message boards, have a lot of the updated scores and some reports from them from a lot of our good listeners around the state itself. But we've got state action coming up for the weekend, and we'll preview it tomorrow.
And that will be 7 o'clock in the chat room on PennLive.com. And, of course, I will be back to join you along with Brian on Friday afternoon. It's a 12:45 pregame, 1 o'clock tip-off, Trinity and Vincentian. That is the girls' double-A final. That starts game one of eight that we will be doing this weekend.
And that will be a rematch of last year's girls' double-A final between Trinity and Vincentian. A couple of the names have changed, but the game remains the same. Should be a great matchup in the first one. Then the game after that at 3 o'clock, Scotland against Kennedy Christians. It's now Kennedy Catholic. It really doesn't matter who it is because they always seem to win, going for an unprecedented fifth straight title. We'll see if the cadets from District 3 are able to stop them. Then on Friday night, the Quad A Girls Championship matches up District 3 champion Cumberland Valley with Carla Thomas, Vanderbilt bound, against Oakland Catholic and their tremendous head coach leading them in, Susie McConnell Serio. They survived a double overtime thriller against State College last night. And then in the quad and the AAA Boys Championship, that'll be the 8 o'clock game on Friday night. It'll be surprising West Mifflin against surprising Kennett, a pair of surprising teams, and one of them will get a surprising state title. That's just half of the action coming up on Friday, and then we'll have a full slate of action for you again on Saturday. Your home for the high school basketball championships once again. It's going to be PennLive.com and WMSS 91.1 FM.
And we want to thank our studio producer tonight, Tom Canaris, also our Steve Leedy out at the Harrisburg game. Thank you for tuning in and enjoying this broadcast of our high school playoff basketball game. And again, for the Eastern Championship, Bishop Hannon 83, Trinity 76. The season continues for the Lancers to the state finals. The season is over for the Shamrocks of Trinity. For Brian Kaiser, this is John Wilsbach thanking you for joining us on WMSS and PennLive.com.
You've been listening to the Boys AA Eastern Championship on WMSS and PennLive.com. Tonight's game was brought to you by La Costa Villa, MC Walker Realty, Daily Express, and CET Engineering Services. WMSS and PennLive.com will present all eight of the PIAA State Basketball Finals on Friday and Saturday here on your home for high school sports, WMSS Middletown and PennLive.com.